Okay, all right. Okay, I'll make this really short video, very last minute, kind of off the cuff, about what defunding or abolishing the police actually means, because it's a really big topic coming up recently, especially in the last couple of days, where hashtag defund the police has been trending on Twitter, and abolish the police has been trending on Twitter. And I'm just going to clip a few things. State and local government spent $115 billion on policing in 2017, according to data compiled by the Urban Institute. Many people are wanting to even fully defund the police, but to spend the money on other services, such as like that are more at the core root of the problems that lead to criminal activity and crimes, such as mental illness. Fix that for mental health care. Look, we're all facing depression, especially since after this recession that's hitting us, and after basically being cooped up in a house for months. Sad. But it's that plus education, just across the board, because hey, education typically increases more job opportunities, and housing, such as hey, a lot of crime that police have to deal with involves homelessness. And we can actually give the homeless people houses and food, then that cleans up a lot of the need for police to be around that and for them not to be bothered, and for police to actually have like a more of a easier job than anything else. And another point that I'm trying to clear up is that it's less about actually abolishing the police and more about building a community-based social social safety and support and prevention. Basically trying to take over some responsibilities that could happen in the best cases the cops probably can't handle. So you want the best people that are fit for the situation that's going on. Such as if there is suicide attempt. Probably have only one cop instead of like a whole three cop cars, and having maybe some social workers at that point. It's just about reorganizing people and reallocating funds to eventually have policing different than we know it at this current rate. That should be pretty simple because right now, no matter what the side you're on, policing is not great. People in the Liberty Movement that are advocating for criminal justice reform, and I applaud them. Congratulations, that is great. I am all for you guys to just, get your stuff together and do whatever you want to do. And the next thing is, do people actually want to defund police department budgets? And the short answer is yes. But it's more of defunding and reallocating funds. That's essentially what it is. That's all it is. And I know that a lot of people are going to spin this in some way that, oh my gosh, progressives and libertarians, they just want to, get rid of the cops. But when did conservatives stop being small government and now they want authoritarian oppression? I don't think that's very liberty-minded or small government associated. And I'm going to be on the side of, right now at least, for small government and progressive values. That's how I see it. And this is the end of the video. Thank you guys for watching. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and